This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Probably the most excited I've been after a game all year long for numerous reasons. You pointed out, you know, stopping SGA to 12 points. And I brought this up on the post-game show, that during the course of a regular season, they're not really game planning against one another, NBA teams, right? Now, if you have a rivalry or you have some beef since the playoffs, like say the Heat or the Celtics, okay, maybe that's a little bit different. Maybe you treat those games differently. But otherwise, when you're just playing a normal Western Conference opponent or a random Eastern Conference opponent, you're just running your stuff. You run your offense, you run your defense, not really game planning. It felt like, and Marcus Johnson brought it up, that what a great game plan against SGA today by the Bucks. They more game planned to slow him down in that game. That game to me was Doc Rivers and this coaching staff saying, listen, we got to get some momentum here. We got to start winning some of these games in a row and build our case of why we're going to be a team to deal with here in the postseason. And you can see them starting to come around. And then you hear Doc Rivers after the game talking about how, you know, on certain nights, he'll look at the big guys and be like, all right, man, it's your night tonight. Let's go do this. Or if he'll look at the guards and be like, you're going to have to carry us tonight. And that type of thing, and communicating what their roles are and what he wants them to do and what he expects out of them. And that's cool because, you know, maybe one night it is all going to be about the guards. And another night it's Brooke and Bobby crashing down low and getting baskets and doing stuff like that. And knowing your roles game in, game out, and kind of what the game plan is versus just rolling out there, we're going to run our offense. You know, we'll see what happens. I like this type of stuff that I'm hearing from Doc Rivers. I really do. And I'm still scared to death of the playoffs with him, obviously, but post-game press conferences, pre-game stuff, I really like what I'm hearing from Doc Rivers, Nathan.
Yeah, and as you said with the game planning, I mean, that could also be attributed somewhat to them having 2 days off in between these games. You know, they did have that extra day to prepare specifically for this matchup instead of just treating it. You know, if it's a back-to-back or if you only get that one day, it's not as easy to prepare. But yeah, I mean, definitely the Doc Rivers stuff, you know, it's just been refreshing to have a guy that you just know that he's been in this game a long time. You know, he's been doing this a long time. You know that he does know what he's doing. Now, is it always going to work out? Are they always going to win? Or is everything he does going to be the right decision? No, but it's just a totally different confidence level than you had with Adrian Griffin, where you were just like, there's a chance this guy has no idea what he's doing. Like, that's a very realistic chance. Whereas Doc Rivers, you know, there's that baseline, you know, he has that higher floor of like, this guy's been in the league a long time and he knows, you know, how to deal with players better. He knows what stuff to focus on. He knows, you know, this time of year, what they might need to be doing to ramp up for the playoffs. And he has more experience, you know, using these type of guys in different situations. Giannis, Dame in the pick and roll, he's played with, you know, or he's coached, I should say, duos similar to that, where they're pick and roll type duos. And he's coached superstars, so he understands that whole dynamic of keeping the team happy and everything. It's just, you're more confident with him at the helm, and I think, yeah, what he's, you know, said in pressers and what we've seen on the court, I think has, you know, just displayed that, you know, the competence level that he has with this stuff. And so it's definitely someone, like you said, I'm not overly confident going into the playoffs because he is Doc Rivers still, but it's like, okay, I'm definitely more confident than I was under Adrian Griffin. And I still think that, you know, this team can win a title with Doc Rivers as their coach. And you just trust that he's going to at least come much closer to maximizing their potential than, again, Adrian Griffin was. You know, it just feels like they're playing, and this has been going on for a while, but they're playing more structured offensively. You know, they're focused more around, like, they have more purpose to what they're doing, using Giannis and Dame together more. And late in games, they have much more purpose to what they're doing. And, like, we're getting the ball to Dame every possession. We're running through Dame. We're running through Giannis every possession. And then defensively, yeah, we've seen they had a bad stretch defensively under Doc. They had a really good stretch defensively under Doc. But overall, it has felt like the buy-in is there. The effort level is there. They're not getting blown by quite as much. They're not giving up 120-plus as much. So it just, the signs are definitely there that, like, this is a better basketball team than it was 2 months ago. This is the, like, these last 2 months have been a, you know, multiple steps in the right direction going into the playoffs compared to where we were when he first got hired here. So again, that's pretty much all you can ask for. Like, when he got hired, it was like, all right, let's hope we can figure this thing out. They're in a better position now than they were then. And I think it's not even that close. I think almost anyone who watches the team, follows the team, watches the NBA regularly would say, yeah, the Bucks are scarier now than they were 2 months ago. So again, that's all you can ask for. Like, that is a great position to be in, and you're playing, you're close to your best ball heading into this, you know, heading into April. So that's what you want.
I love doing the podcast with Marzian because as he talks, I get more and more things I want to talk about. We never even get to the topics half the time. Okay, so I got another one for you because I've been talking about this on the post-game show too. Again, turn on 1250 after games. I'm there. You can call in. You can yell at me, scream at me, whatever you want to do. Celebrate together. I'm there for you after every game. Dame Lillard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You said, "Ah, why can't you pull him and you know, let Pat Bev play?" And you made the point of, "Look, just talk to him beforehand, and then you know, let him go do his thing." And I was like, man, get out of here. You can't bench a superstar like that in that moment. I don't care what the situation is. And what happens? They do what Marzian says. Marzian deserves credit because he called it. They pulled him. They put Bev in. And I was like, damn. They gave credit to you on the postgame show. Whole deal. And then this other game, Lillard gets a couple of steals. And Lillard's on the court talking with Melanie Ricks, talking about how I can play defense in this league. I can be there in end of game situations and so forth. And I, when that stopped playing on post game, I was like, maybe Doc didn't talk to him about this. And now he's going like, okay, you want to challenge me, Doc? I got you. Watch what I can do. I got two steals tonight. Watch me go on ahead. And then yesterday, Sunday, before the game, Melanie Ricks has more audio of by his locker, not on the court this time, but by his locker. And he's still going on talking about that whole scenario. Same thing. That may be, we'll see how the playoffs pay out. That move to pull him off the floor when he did may be the single greatest thing Doc Rivers does all year long. Because if that motivates Dame Lillard to play at that different level than he was playing at the end of game situations or middle to end of fourth quarters. It's a brilliant move, Marzian. An absolute brilliant move if this is the reaction you get from Lillard.
Yeah, and when we talked about that, you know, I said, you know, these guys are pros. These guys, I don't think they're going to get – I don't think at least a guy, you know, of Dame's caliber that has been in the league this long, like, sure, I understand being a little offended by it. I understand being a little feeling disrespected. Like, I get that. You should feel a little bit disrespected. But I was like, I don't think you're going to ruin that guy and totally ruin his whole mood and mentality, and he's going to just shut down for the season because you benched him late in a close game. Like, no. This is like, if anything, and again, this I think what Doc realized, and at the time, I mean, again, I mentioned that they should be fine pulling him if they need to for a possession late, which is again,
that's what he did.
Yeah, and that was exactly the type of situation where they had a moment before that possession where you could take him out, and it was like, okay, well, if we get the ball back, we still have timeouts left, we can get you back in the game after that. So it's just for one defensive possession, quick, and they did it. I would have pulled Malik Beasley in that situation. But, I mean, again, I think Doc, he knows these guys. He's been around many guys. He's been around this league a long time. Like, I think he knows which guys would, you know, take that the wrong way and which guys would, hey, if anything, he'll use this as it'll be something that motivates him. It'll be something that helps him and just kind of shows him, hey, like, we want to see even more effort from you to really earn that trust late in games. You know, not that I think everyone's been actually pleasantly surprised a little bit by Dame's defense this season for the most part, but it still is something like, okay, there, you know, would you rather have Patrick Beverley or Damian Lillard late in the game? You know, the answer is pretty much Patrick Beverley, but to kind of show that to Dame and be like, hey, you know, we're going to roll with Pat Bev in this situation. And you instantly see Dame turn it up a notch, you know, that whole next game. And then, yeah, when it was late in the clutch against Brooklyn the next night where he had the two big steals, I thought Sunday he looked better defensively than he has in most games, more like energized. So, you know, again, I think it's just another thing where I'm not saying he did this on purpose to motivate Dame, but I think he knows that, yeah, I can do this, and Dame might be upset about it right now. And you could tell Dame was a little upset about it when it happened. Like, you could see him kind of shaking his head a little bit and a little bit frustrated. But I think Doc knew, like, this isn't a guy that is going to lie down after this. And it isn't a guy that's just going to, you know, give up and really be sour after this. He's going to use it as something to make him better going forward. And he's going to use it as a motivating factor going forward. So again, just understanding the superstars that you have, understanding how they would respond to something like that is key in making that decision. And I think, you know, again, having a veteran coach helps with that, you know, just knowing these type of players, being around several superstars, seeing different superstar personalities. Like, I think he knows which guys he could do that with that he's coached and which guys he can't really do that with that he's coached. So, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.